I'm Osnathi Ndlovu, and this is TCS Plus, Tech Central's business technology show. Digital tools and technologies are integral to meaningful participation in the modern economy, and data centers sit at the core of the internet infrastructure that facilitates the provision of internet services worldwide. However, on the African continent, massive infrastructure gaps are throttling the growth of the digital economy. For Cassava Technologies, the parent company of Africa Data Centers and Liquid Intelligent Technologies, this represents an opportunity to plug these gaps and provide access to millions of people across the continent. This endeavor is not without its challenges, and my guest in studio today will tell us more about the ins and outs of building data center capacity across the African continent. Welcome, Adil El-Yusufi.
Thank you very much, Nathi. Thank you for having me.
Adil, you are newly appointed in your role as CEO of the co-location business. Could you tell us more about what inspired you to take on this role and what your career path leading up to it has been like?
Sure. Well, obviously, as you've mentioned, digital infrastructure is the backbone of the development of any economy now around the world. And it's really a privilege that I've had throughout my career to work in the technology sector and help the companies I worked for, the customers and the colleagues I worked with really do our part in making sure that our continent, Africa, rises to the challenge and uses the opportunities that the digital revolution is offering us. So, as you mentioned, Africa Data Centers is a business of Cassava Technologies, the leading technology company of African scale. I have been with Cassava Technologies for the last 8 years or so. I've been running the East and West business for Liquid Intelligent Technologies with the group, and I'm very privileged and humbled that I've just joined recently the data center business to work with my colleagues to really rise up to the challenge and make sure that we have state-of-the-art facilities to house international players' data, local African data, so that we can harness, again, the opportunities of the digital revolution.
Could you say, but why does this role in this position, and especially the growth of Africa's digital economy, excite you?
Well, it's extremely exciting because, as you know, as African, we are just like everyone around the world. We are citizens of the world now. We know what technology can do, not only for our economies, for ourselves, for our families, for our businesses, but for everyone on the planet. Technology brings the promise really for Africa to leapfrog in a new sense of the term, right? All the challenges that we are facing, be it logistical challenge, be it resources, be it financial challenges, and really find solutions to the challenges we are facing or solutions to harness the opportunities that are in front of us. So the future is technology-based, and Africa, I believe, has significant resources to really leverage on the benefits that technology provides. And it's extremely exciting to be a part of this journey as a colleague with my other colleagues working in Africa Data Centers and in Cassava Technologies.
Okay. Now, data is the backbone of the modern economy, as you have said, and Africa is in the middle of a digital boom. Could you paint a picture of where we are in terms of that?
Sure. Well, we have a lot of ground to cover as Africa. It's a good news because we can only improve from here. When you access your mobile banking app on your phone, or when you watch your favorite TV show on your favorite streaming platform, all of that data is housed somewhere. It's normally housed in a physical location, which we call a data center, where it's It's secured, it's always available, and hopefully the closer it is to you as a user, the better experience you have of the service that you are getting. So really, that is where we are trying as Africa Data Centers to allow or to enable businesses to offer exceptional experience to their customers as they consume their services online or on the go. Where we are in terms of Africa, we have done some good initial steps. We have currently, we estimate the total data center capacity on the African continent just around the single digit gigawatts mark. But the size of the business around the world is it's much more than that. And the potential demand on the African continent is much more than that, because as we consume more services online, as the advent of digitalization really sweeps our economies, and more African businesses put their services online, more governments put their processes online, the promise of artificial intelligence and digital transformation around our businesses will just make it that we will be consuming, we will be online more, we'll be consuming more services, and we would be demanding a better experience from our providers. And that improved experience comes through having state-of-the-art digital infrastructure, be it connectivity infrastructure, be it collocation infrastructure, be it cloud infrastructure, that makes that experience the right one for the end consumer.
Mm. You made an example about watching your favorite movie on a streaming platform. Could you tell us more about which industries are actually driving the surge in demand for digital services?
Sure. Well, we see first the financial industry as really at the forefront of digital transformation across across our continent and across our operations. You know, we've seen the financial industry really move very quickly online because as consumers, we find it more convenient to consume those services online. Obviously, the entertainment industry by construct has moved digitally and disruptive the previous way of consuming entertainment services, where we want them on the go, on demand, wherever we are. But we also see, as I said, governments now embracing digital services more and more with revenue revenue collection authorities, citizen services really now availing their services online because they see it as a way to be more efficient and provide better productivity in within government services, but also a better experience to the citizens. But I can go on and on. We have other use cases in the mining industry, for example, in the education sector. So no sector is really immune from the benefit that digitalization can provide.
Mm. But now, speaking to some of the challenges that make rolling out infrastructure more difficult, what do you see as the biggest problems on the African continent, and how do you see them being resolved?
So when you look at digital infrastructure, it's really around a few buckets, right? To consume a service online, first you need reliable, stable, and fast connectivity. You need the right software platforms and to consume the service. And as I said, you need secure, reliable facilities, data center facilities to house the data. Every aspect of this digital infrastructure chain has certain requirements that on the African continent sometimes we find challenging. As Cassava Technologies, as you know, we are present in several aspects of the digital value chain, from the network side of things, from the connectivity layer, to the data center layer, to the application layer. But if I just specifically maybe talk about the collocation of the data center layer, data centers really require a few things to be able to attract the right level of ecosystem to be able to be a viable location for the data that enterprises want to bring closer to their customers. First is having reliable connectivity. And that reliability goes through having many many network providers being connected to the facility. So the more we are able to ensure that we have stable, fast connectivity through multitude of providers, the better proposition the data center operator can offer. And here across the continent, we see that our telecommunication champion, our telecommunication businesses have risen up to the task and have invested heavily in physical infrastructure, and Liquid Intelligent Technologies, a business of Cassava Technologies, is no exception. As you know, Liquid Intelligent Technologies runs over 110,000 kilometers of fiber across across Africa, connecting major major locations from Lagos to Kinshasa to Lusaka, to Joburg, Cape Town, Nairobi, Dar es Salaam, etc. The second aspect, which is very critical to data center facility, is access to reliable, competitive power. Data centers are measured through the same metric as a power station, through how much power they are consuming and how much power they're availing to the customers who are bringing their IT workload, which are basically large frame computing and storage equipment, to house the data and compute the data. So access to reliable, competitively priced power is extremely critical. And here, Africa has tremendous resources in this front, with abundant geothermal, wind and solar power, and also hydropower. We can actually be extremely competitive on the world stage in availing reliable, competitively priced power, so that we are able to attract the right ecosystem of businesses and data into our continent. And here, I think it's an opportunity that we have across the continent, with working with the nation states, with government, with regulators, into ensuring that we align these resources to these demands. Third aspect, which is extremely important to data center providers, apart from connectivity and access to power, is really a strategic location that makes it convenient for businesses to house their data into the location. And again, our continent has no shortage of space, so to speak, where we can make sure that we have the right infrastructure to go to the locations, be it physical infrastructure or, as I said, digital infrastructure. So in a nutshell, those are the three aspects which are important for a data center facility, which can present some challenges if they are not assessed or looked at properly as a data center infrastructure is deployed.
You mentioned working with nation states and collaborating, and that relationship then speaks to regulation and policy. Are there regulatory and policy challenges that you face on the continent?
In a nutshell, we are not seeing significant regulatory roadblocks or bottlenecks. On the contrary, I think our governments are well aware to the fact that their economies cannot grow. We cannot have economic development without embedding digital transformation within the economy. and making sure that our metro locations across the continent are attractive for business to come and set up technology businesses. What I believe we might need a bit of work to do, as I said, is really around having a collaborative approach across nation states, so that we are going at it together than going at it alone. Because in general, our scale is still, as I said before, not at the level where it's there in other parts of the world. We are at an early stage where getting our economies digitized, and so the requirements are still modest, so to speak, but the investments are not. So if we come together and harness the resources that we have, as I mentioned, in terms of physical connectivity or access to renewable, competitive, stable power, harness our requirements, we can now have a good proposition to say, well, we can set up a large data center facilities in a geothermal location in Kenya, for example, where geothermal energy is abundant, or we can set up the facility in Western Cape where wind energy is abundant, and yes, that facility could maybe serve several neighboring nations. And because if we aggregate demand and share investment, then it would make sense. So those are the things that maybe are an opportunity for us to collaborate more on.
Speaking on those opportunities, you touched on investment. Could you speak to how the African continent is viewed from an investor's perspective, whether on the continent and internationally, and what other opportunities are in the space?
Well, obviously, we are seeing across the world a significant investment going into digital infrastructure and digital services. And Cassava Technologies is at the forefront of this as, again, the leading technology provider across the continent, where we have invested over $1.5 billion over the last few years in deploying this digital infrastructure and digital services to serve our customers across the continent. And we have many peers in the industry who are doing things similar in their areas. So there is a lot of investment going into the continent, be it through international investors coming in or local investors as well chipping in. I think Africa is still obviously perceived as a high-risk, high-reward environment because of some of the challenges that we spoke about earlier, because of maybe of the lower scale of demand for these services. But, you know, it's incumbent on us to make our case, both internationally and locally, to make sure that we have the right environment, as we were talking in the previous point, where business feels that they have a conducive environment to invest, to have adequate returns on their investment, and also through incentives so that we can deepen the penetration of digital services across our economies. So across the chain, I think we have a lot of work to do to go beyond this perception that that Africa is tough, right, for business. Because we don't want to talk about challenges. We want to talk about opportunities, which are there. Everyone is looking at Africa not only in terms of a resource basket for the world, but also in terms of the future consumer basket of the world, considering our young population. So it's really incumbent on us businesses, the whole ecosystem across our economies, to do everything that it takes to deepen the penetration of digital services in our economies, because that's really the key lever for the whole tech ecosystem now to come and invest. Because if you are consuming more and more services online, then your providers would say, well, maybe I should invest to be closer to to my customers rather than serve them from another continent.
And what kind of effect will this investment and expansion have on the skills force on the continent?
That's a very key point. And here I'm extremely optimistic. As Africans, we are very we're very ambitious and very hardworking, right? Because we come most of the time from hardship, right? That we have to really work extremely hard to improve our condition of our families, condition of our communities. So on this front, I'm very optimistic. I mean, we see across the countries where we operate, really our young brothers and sisters fully embracing technology, be it into their courses or on add-on education. We see now, obviously, education available on the fingertips, right, where a lot of interventions are done by businesses or by governments or even material available online for all those that that are inclined to use it. But obviously, again, as industry and as public sector or governments, it's incumbent on us to harness this huge potential that we have, direct really education programs and upskilling of our young workforce to areas which are required for this digital transformation to be successful, and not necessarily only avail this resource as an export resource, so to speak. It's important to do that because we need to avail employment to our citizens. But at the same time, we have to make sure that we are proactive into having the right resources for the right use cases for this digital transformation. And there again, we've seen many announcements for large companies around the world offering programs to upskill Africans into this new skills. We've seen our universities and higher education schools also offering degrees in these areas. As Cassava Technologies, for example, we're running several programs to increase the certification level of our engineers and technicians within the group in these nascent areas. So we all have a role to play into harnessing this this potential that we have as Africa.
Speaking to the challenges on the continent, I mean, formal banking has quite low penetration rates across Africa, but that has created the opportunity for fintechs to thrive on the continent. How do you see these shaping the future of data centers?
Well, it's really a success story right across the continent on how we have deepened financial penetration through non-traditional means, right? So that we can bank on our phones, we can bank at an agent in a market in central Harare without having a bank account. So this consumption of services on a digital platform, because ultimately it's a digital platform on the back end that is processing the transaction, the financial transaction. Obviously, as I said previously, has made it that the financial sector across the continent has been the leader in terms of digitalization, and currently across our facilities, the financial sector is really in the top five or three in terms of our customers in each facility. So as we are deepening the penetration of this digital financial services more and more, we see obviously demand for those services increase and their presence in our facilities increase. But as I said before, I mean, that entrepreneurial spirit of leapfrogging challenges or capturing opportunities through technology is really a big driver that we see for our business, not only in the data center business, but across our technology verticals in the group. And we're very excited about that.
Okay. So what kind of expansions can we expect next from the company?
Sorry, can you please repeat that, Tanya?
What's next in terms of expansion? What can we expect?
All right. Well, as I said, our ambition is to continue being the leading technology company of African scale. And our promise is to make sure that we enable African businesses with state-of-the-art digital services and digital infrastructure so that they can deepen their digital penetration towards their customers. So obviously we're looking at several programs, short-term, medium, and long-term across our businesses to achieve this mission and realize this vision. And specifically in the data center business, obviously we're looking very keenly in to continue serving our customers and where they need our services. So we're currently looking at expanding our services in East Africa and West Africa, where we have seen a very big take up of our services, and we want to expand capacity. We are looking at, we have just actually launched several megawatts of capacity in South Africa, in our Cape Town campuses and Johannesburg campuses, where we are excited to be ready, so to speak, for our customers as they require larger capacities. We are looking to expand our capacities to other locations in Africa, potentially more locations in North Africa and West Africa, where we see local demand, but also international demand as the wave of artificial intelligence and increased data consumption grows.
All right. So Adil, looking at the next kind of 5 to 10 years, how do you see the industry developing on the African continent?
Who would have thought 5 or 10 years ago that we would be banking on our phones, right? Or that we would be consuming content anywhere we are, right? So it's anyone's guess, right, where technology will take us in 5 to 10 years. Obviously, as you know, we're talking about now no longer just language AI or inference AI, but we're talking about agentic AI, we're talking about robotic AI or physical AI, where now we would have technology smart enough, if I can use that word, to harness data and aspects from several platforms to perform a task, or ultimately having robots that can also do the same thing, but also add a physical element to it, so that we can have a more skilled workforce into certain tasks. So this is what the technology promises at this stage. But I think in the next five or 10 years, we should also focus as Africa to catch up on the basic digitization of our economies. As I said, there is still a lot of ground to cover. There's still a lot of efficiencies to be realized. And as the whole ecosystem of the of technology, we, as I said, we have to continue working together to get our education online, right? Get our other aspects of our economies online to increase our productivity. Because if we are more productive as economies, we can generate more wealth that can be used to invest more into these nascent technologies. To come back to the start of our discussion, that's what makes me really excited and makes us all excited to have technologies, because this opportunity that we have is really maybe once in a lifetime opportunity, right? As someone has likened it to the advent of electricity, right? There's before and after. And with this digestion, hopefully there will be a much brighter after for Africa.
Okay. Adele, thank you so much for your time and your insights.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.